Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Psalm 95, verse 6 says, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God." Wonderful words taken from Psalm 95, sung for us by the Maranatha Promise Band, "Come, Let Us Bow Down and Worship." In the background right now, it's Mary Beth Carlson and her song entitled, "In Christ Alone." Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We have a full program planned for you. A little later on, we're going to share Psalm 18 with you. Now, Psalm 18 is a long psalm. It's 50 verses long. And we'll share this psalm from the New Living Translation. And also coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how God is the great pursuer. God, our Father, has pursued us. He actively wants us to be part of His family. And He seeks our good for His glory. God has accepted us for eternity and given us all that we need for life and godliness. What more could we ask? There's a verse in that 18th Psalm we'll share later, which says, "He rescued me because He delights in me." Isn't that a wonderful thought? That our God, the God of the universe, takes delight in us. And our devotional will be all around that a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing on our program today. Heavenly Father, thank You that You do pursue us. You sent Your Son to die for us before we ever existed. But the plan of salvation was in Your mind from the foundation of the world. Father, we know that we are not brought into fellowship with Christ Jesus through our personal efforts. We have come by faith through the active wooing of You, Lord, the Spirit of God. You have chosen us to be with You forever. Ephesians 1, chapter 4 says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight." Heavenly Father, we want to give You pleasure. We want to be holy and blameless in Your sight. Forgive us for the times that we do sin against You and against others. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us holy again, Lord. Heavenly Father, we love serving You. And we love the fact that we are wanted by You, that You want a relationship with us. And we thank You, Lord, that You are a God of love and not a God of hate. There are people in this world today that think that You are a God of vengeance and hate. But first and foremost, Lord, I believe You are a God of love who wants everybody to come to You. And You pursue us for that. And I pray that the songs that we have chosen, the scripture, the devotional, will all work together to draw people to You, Lord, as we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in adoration and praise. Father, I pray that for all listening today, they might feel Your Holy Spirit as You anoint this program. And if there is someone listening today who is struggling in their life. Help them know that they are wanted and that you are pursuing them with an everlasting love. And you have made arrangements for them to have their sins forgiven, the penalty paid, and have eternal life with you. Father, this is a wonderful privilege you've given us to worship you today in the name of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Strengthen us with your Spirit today and the rest of this week as we continue to worship you with our lives and with our hearts. Father, this program is for you. We ask you to take great pleasure in it. And Lord, I pray that you might just lift us up with your Spirit today. Father, we do worship you today, for the Lord is holy, and the Lord is worthy, and the Lord is lovely, a lover of my soul. Father, we do worship you today here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is worthy. For the Lord is lovely. Lover of my soul. For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is worthy. For the Lord is just sing a love song to him. For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is worthy. For the Lord is lovely. Lover of my soul. Oh.
And now let me share with you a very long psalm. It's a full 50 verses. This is a psalm of David. My Bible says that he sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from all of his enemies and from Saul. Psalm 18, today from the New Living Translation. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the strength of my salvation, and my stronghold. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, for he saves me from my enemies. The ropes of death surrounded me. The floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death itself stared me in the face. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the mountain shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angel, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dense rain clouds. The brilliance of his presence broke through the clouds, raining down hail and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High gave a mighty shout. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed, and they were greatly confused. Then at your command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundations of the earth were laid bare. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He delivered me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was weakest, but the Lord upheld me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He compensated me because of my innocence. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to follow evil. For all his laws are constantly before me. I have never abandoned his principles. I am blameless before God. I have kept myself from sin. The Lord rewarded me for doing right because of the innocence of my hands in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity you show integrity. To the pure you show yourself pure, but to the wicked you show yourself hostile. You rescue those who are humble, but you humiliate the proud. Lord, you have brought light to my life. My God, you light up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. As for God, his way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength. He has made my way safe. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, leading me safely along the mountain heights. He prepares me for battle. He strengthens me to draw a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. Your gentleness has made me great. You have made a wide path for my feet to keep them from slipping. I chased my enemies and caught them. I did not stop until they were conquered. I struck them down so they could not get up. They fell beneath my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. You made them turn and run. I have destroyed all who hated me. They called for help, but no one came to rescue them. They cried to the Lord, but he refused to answer them. I ground them as fine as dust, carried by the wind. I swept them into the gutter like dirt. You gave me victory over my accusers. You appointed me as the ruler over nations. People I don't even know now serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they submit. Foreigners cringe before me. They all lose their courage and come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He subdues the nations under me and rescues me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing joyfully to your name. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David and all his descendants forever.
Show. the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. Out of the ivory palaces into a great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious he
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Show.
thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra, soloist Karen Melendez, and King of Glory. Right now in the background, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, a medley of songs beginning with Great is the Lord, Be Still and Know That I Am God, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, and He is Lord. I just want to thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. And also thank you for your financial help of this radio ministry. This program is aired around the country and over the world by way of the Internet because of people just like you who listen and pray for us and worship with us and also send us a financial gift when the Lord provides. And I just want to say thank you. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And reminding you that you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, you can listen to the program anytime you want. And by going to this website, you can check out the program, listing the name of the song, the artist, the albums that the songs came from, things like that. You can check out where this program is aired on over 250 stations around the country on our station listing. And there's some other things on there, too. Some readings that we've done, things like that. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address again, Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about our divine pursuer. The entire narrative of Scripture, spanning thousands of the years, is the spellbinding story of God's relentless pursuit of relationship. This steadfast love flows from God's desire to revel in people so that He might be glorified. Now, we're not brought into this fellowship with Christ through our personal efforts. We come by faith through the active wooing of the Spirit of God. He has chosen us to be with Him forever. God our Father has accepted us for eternity and given us all that we need for life and godliness. What more could we ask? Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, is pursuing us. Praise the Lord. We'll be talking more about that a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's get back to this wonderful medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes and their song entitled, He is Lord.
Yeah.
start all I want. More than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness, false and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program, we read that long psalm, Psalm 18. Verse 19 of that psalm said this, He rescued me because He delights in me. Today I want to talk about the divine pursuer. Some of you may remember that in the movie Driving Miss Daisy, the widow's chauffeur had an opportunity to drive for another affluent lady in town. He discusses his options with Miss Daisy's son and is offered a nice salary increase along with a number of compliments. Exiting the office, he remarks with a wry smile, It sure is nice to be wanted. Well, we all like to feel wanted, don't we? Think of how you felt when someone extended you a job, or when a coach picked you for a team, or when friends invited you to join them on a trip. That sense of being someone special is vital to a proper sense of well-being. One of the most remarkable aspects of the Christian faith is that God is divinely pursuing us. He isn't passively sitting in His heavens, waiting for the judgment day on poor souls who haven't been given a clue to His existence. He has acted decisively in history to reveal Himself and His ways, and to demonstrate His passion to rescue His people. The entire narrative of Scripture, spanning thousands of years and three continents, is the spellbinding story of God's relentless pursuit of a relationship with you and with me and with every person He's created. We exist because it was the Godhead's idea to make man and woman in His very own image. We are redeemed from the bondage of sin because God worked unceasingly to provide salvation through the incarnation, the life, death, burial, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. and we experience the reality of His personal presence and power through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This steadfast love flows from God's desire to delight in His people so that He might be glorified. He doesn't just tolerate us, He rejoices in us. Remember what it says in Zephaniah 3:17? It says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Wow, that doesn't sound like a God who has methodically gone about the work of creation and redemption, does it? It is the heartbeat of a God who delights in His people. We are not brought into fellowship with Christ through our personal efforts. We come by faith through the active wooing of the Spirit of God. He has chosen us to be with Him forever. Ephesians 1:4 says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight." God's gracious activity on our behalf makes our faith possible. It isn't that He needs us. The Lord needs nothing for His completeness. But He has chosen to need us. In a culture dominated by greed and power, alienation and discouragement are potent predators of the soul. We triumph as we see God as the great lover of our souls. No sin can turn Him away. No failure can thwart His pursuit of our welfare. He pursues us today and every day with His great love. Oh, others may ignore or reject us, but God our Father has accepted us for eternity and given us all we need for life and godliness. What more could we ask? God has chosen you to be part of His family, and He actively seeks your good for His glory. Heavenly Father, to think that You wanted to save me because You chose to do so thrills me. And I thank You, Lord, and praise You that You are not methodically counting down to a severe day of judgment, but that You are actively pursuing the salvation and joy for as many who would put their faith in Your Son. Thank You, Father, that You want me, and that You actively pursue me so that we may have a relationship. And thank You, Lord, that You have sent Your love upon me and have saved me, so that I might have an eternal relationship with You in heaven. And Heavenly Father, as it says in Romans 8:38, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
He loved me.
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and your financial gift when the Lord provides. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Now let's wind up our time together with this one last chorus, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full into His Wonderful Face.